Hey guys, if you're an entrepreneur and you're building a business and you're experiencing self-doubt, then today's podcast is for you. It's very important to learn how to deal with these feelings, and one of the best ways to deal with them is to understand that they are completely normal. So give the podcast a listen today, pay close attention, because I think this will be very helpful. And today it's not going to be about business concepts and business. It's going to be about the mindset of an entrepreneur and the emotional and mental aspects that will affect you along the way. And I think this will be very helpful. So give it a listen. Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. My name is Marcello Biocchi, aka The Positive Thrifter. You can find me on Instagram at The Positive Thrifter, and as well under the same handle on TikTok at The Positive Thrifter. For those of you that don't know me, I am the owner of a few vintage clothing businesses. I've been in the vintage clothing business for approximately 20 years. And this is my podcast. And on this podcast, we talk about a lot of concepts, entrepreneurial-wise, in the vintage clothing industry. But we also talk about personal growth, about development, and about a lot of things that affect you as well, you know, mentally and emotionally as an entrepreneur. And that's going to be sort of the theme today. It's important to understand that I want this podcast to be not just always about, again, like business-related concepts or concepts related to the vintage clothing industry. Sometimes I'm just going to talk about something that I think is very important to discuss that might not require a lot of in-depth discussion. I'm just going to convey my feelings on the matter or maybe an experience that I had, and it'll be part of podcast because I truly believe it's extremely important and valuable to anyone who is an entrepreneur in general, an entrepreneur in the vintage clothing business, regardless. Anybody who's just affected as a human being by different things while they are trying to build a business, but it could also apply to life in a sense too. And it doesn't always have to be you know, like a 45 minute to an hour podcast. Sometimes it'll just be a small discussion, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes, a half an hour about something that I think is important to talk about and extremely valuable. So this is going to be the case with today's episode. And I want to talk to you guys about something that I experienced probably about 2 weeks before I opened my most recent store, which was in the month of, we're talking about, let's say, late January 2023, before we opened on February 4th, 2023. And the store that we opened is called Tricky 2. It's a sister store to the store right next to it, which was my flagship vintage store, Tricky Inc. And Tricky 2, I want you to understand, is a business that was years in the making. Okay, it's a multi-vendor store. I am the owner, but I rent space to, a dozen vintage clothing resellers. And together combined, we have a, I don't want to call it a co-op store because it's not exactly a co-op store, but we're all working together to bring a very, very fun, unique experience to our clients. And you know, this business opened up in February. We announced it, I think, sometime in December of 2022. But this is not a new project, at least for me. It's something I had in my mind for years, actually. I knew I wanted to do something with multiple vendors in the style that we're doing it now. But at the time that this idea came to me or this inspiration came to me, I didn't really know a lot of other people in the business. I didn't know any of the vendors locally. I knew that it was going to take some time to get out there, to meet, you know, all the different vendors out there, identify the type of people that I wanted to work with, and then as well identify people who sold the type of product that I wanted to build this store around. Like, we're a vintage streetwear store, very, very specifically. and I needed to not only find some good people to work with, get to know a lot of vendors out there, I need to find people who basically sold the same type of thing and had the same type of vision for their businesses, so that we would all work together really, really well. So that took a long time, and it took a lot of planning, and that's kind of my MO. Like, I don't really, there is times when I do jump on opportunities fairly quickly, but in general, most of the ideas and concepts that I eventually put into place have taken a long time to come to fruition. Like, I don't really, I take my time with things. I'm not in a rush. An idea comes in my mind, I allow it to develop. I allow it to, I give it the time to sort of, do the research and start to just analyze how it would best come together. I'm the tortoise, I guess you'd say, in that whole, story of the tortoise and the hare. I take my time, and I make sure that it's well thought out, and then, I make it happen eventually. And along the way, what's just amazing about life is, right, like, as you're putting these things together and these ideas, other things sort of happen. You know what I mean? It's almost like, it's like the universe comes together, and you have this idea developing in your mind, and you're slowly putting it together, and then things sort of happen that help to speed up the process, or help to bring the process, get the process started. And and when you're working on something and you're focused and you keep at it, good things happen, and the perfect things happen. And that's, that was the case for Tricky too. So my point is that it was very thought out, and it was my first rodeo. I've definitely, I've failed a lot of times in my life, but not much in the last, 5 to 10 years, because, with time you get good at what you do as an entrepreneur, and you really start to be able to identify, what's legitimate opportunities, and you have the experience to put them together. And even if you may encounter, some bumps initially, you have, again, the experience and, the resources and the knowledge to figure it out along the way. So, I can honestly say in the last definitely half decade, I haven't had much go wrong, because, I've had, a long time at being an entrepreneur, I know what, realistic ideas are. I know how to put them together. So, my point again is that, I'm pretty comfortable in my ability to make things happen. Okay. And, that's just it. Like I'm very comfortable. If I decide to go with an idea, I'm going to make it work, and it's either going to work initially, or if some things were, unaccounted for early on, I know I have the ability to fix it. So, when I was getting ready to open T2, I didn't have, there was no fear. There was no, for the most part, Like, I never really crossed my mind. Like, I knew it was a sound idea. I knew what to do, and I knew it was going to be fine. But here's the thing, and this is the thing why I wanted to bring this to a podcast, is that at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, how seasoned you are an entrepreneur, you're still a human being. And I had an experience that happened to me a couple weeks before we were going to open, and it was happening to me, it kind of came out of left field, because I didn't really expect it. And when I had opened my previous business with my partners at the gallery, I didn't experience this at all with that project. And it's been a while since I felt this, And what it was basically just one day I was out thrifting, everything was in place, everything was going fine. And I just all of a sudden became overwhelmed with this feeling of like, oh, what if this doesn't work, It just hit me, like, what if this doesn't pan out, Now I got, and it's interesting because, like, I thought, was this because I have vendors involved with me? And I was like, well, I've been working with vendors. I'd already been working for vendors for a fair amount of time when we were talking to the gallery. And I never had that experience then. was like, what if it doesn't work out? And I became overwhelmed with this feeling of self-doubt, and it just came out of nowhere. And I was just like, what is this? And it's interesting because, you know, like, as I've gotten older and as you just experience more life, like, I've gotten to this point in my life where there's like two sides of me, okay? There's like my thought process and emotion, and then there's this other side of me that, that for lack of a better word, I like to call my awareness, okay? Which is where it's completely separate. I could be thinking something, I could be feeling something that goes along with those thoughts, and it can be like very powerful in the moment. But I also have this other side of me that is sort of overlooking these thoughts and these emotions, and understands kind of what's happening to me. So again, I don't know if that makes any sense, but I'm able to separate. I'm able to overlook and see a completely different angle to what I'm thinking and feeling. You know what I mean? And that's, you know, for lack of a better word, I call it awareness. Like, you know, just think about it. Like, you know, when you're feeling depressed, let's say, or you're feeling, I don't know, like in love or whatever, you can be aware of those feelings and those thoughts. You know what I mean? Like, just it's a separate thing that's completely aware of how you're feeling. You know what I mean? Like, if you've evolved enough as a person, and you understand that as a normal human being has ups and downs in terms of like their moods and stuff like that. And if you've evolved to the point where you understand that, you know, this moment's gonna pass. Like, you know, like, you know what? I'm not feeling that great right now, but I know it's gonna pass. You know what I mean? And it doesn't last. You've experienced it enough. That's, you know what I mean? Like, you're able to separate. You're able to be having these thoughts that might be a little bit negative, and you have these feelings that might be a little bit negative, but you're also conscious that these feelings were going to pass because you've experienced it before. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, I felt this way before, I've had these thoughts, but it always passes. So like there's almost like this two sides of you, and I like to call it my awareness and then my thoughts and emotions. And in that moment, when I was having this, like, and it was overwhelming. Like, I remember it like it was yesterday. Like, I was thrifting, and it was just, like, overwhelming. Like, oh, my God, what if this doesn't work? You know, what if, you know, I let these vendors down? And it was just overwhelming. But like I said, at the same time, I was fascinated, you know, because, again, like, I hadn't had these feelings in a long time. I've executed multiple projects prior to this one where I never experienced that. It was just smooth sailing the whole way because I had, you know, I have the beliefs and my abilities to execute as an entrepreneur. But all of a sudden, I was having this feeling, and I don't know if maybe it was just different, maybe it was something different about this project. I haven't really been able to, not that I haven't been able to put my finger on it, I just haven't had the time to really sit down and analyze it. But it was unbelievably, while I was experiencing these negative emotions, it was unbelievably intriguing to me that I was feeling them. And almost immediately, like, I came to the point where I was like unbelievably aware that I'm like, there's something happening here that's extremely important. It's something that's happening that I'm going to need to talk about somehow, some way publicly. Okay. And actually, at that point in time, I hadn't done a podcast in a while, but I knew I was going to reboot it. And I was like, you know what? At some point in time, I'm going to have to do an episode of the podcast talking about what I'm experiencing right now, because I knew it would be extremely valuable to people who are trying to, like, build a business and or even who are, you know, I've already been building a business for a while and who are dealing with a lot of self-doubt. Okay, and more importantly, they're dealing with self-doubt and feeling like there's something wrong with them, okay, or that it's only them. There must be something wrong with them because other entrepreneurs, you know, especially the ones who have a track record of things working out, there's no way that they feel that. So like they're asking themselves, what is wrong with me? Why do I have this self-doubt? And when I was experiencing that, again, I was able to go, you know what? There's going to come a point in time when I need to talk about this, because I need to be able to tell people, those people who are having this self-doubt or feeling like, am I really cut out to be an entrepreneur? Because they think they shouldn't be having these feelings. If they were a good entrepreneur, they wouldn't be having them. And I knew it was very important that I needed to tell them, tell my story about what I was experiencing, to tell them that, no, we all have it. It doesn't matter how much positive results we've had, how much success we've had. We all experience these feelings. And it's very important to you to, as a young or inexperienced entrepreneur, to know that, to understand that, to go, you know, to go, like, just because you're feeling that does not mean you can't be successful, does not mean that that particular project that you're working on is not going to work, okay? All it means is that you are feeling normal feelings that pretty much all entrepreneurs have at some point in their life and continue to have, okay? They continue to deal with these things, but they just have found a way to sort of work through it, to get through it, to understand that it's going to pass, and to continue along the path, and to just find a way to sort of, like I said, separate their emotions and the thoughts from their awareness and go, listen, what I'm feeling right now, it's normal. You know, all entrepreneurs feel it. All human beings feel it. I'm going to get through this and just keep on executing. And you may not, you know, it'll affect you for sure, but it doesn't have to cripple you, okay? And it's important that you figure out a way to manage that, and that's, you know, the best way to manage that so that you continue, you know, working on that project without being crippled by this feeling of doubt. It is to be able to understand and separate the two, and most importantly, understand that these are normal feelings. They're not because you're inadequate. They're not because you're incapable. They're not because you're not cut out to be an entrepreneur. They're not because you're not a good entrepreneur. It's just you're dealing with normal emotions and feelings that all entrepreneurs have. You know, there's going to be moments when you're like, shit, is this going to work? You're going to have these moments of doubt, but they don't have to cripple you. And for sure, they don't have to stop you from continuing. Okay? And that's why I felt it was extremely important to tell you that, to share this experience, that a couple weeks before a project that I had been working on for years, that I was completely 100% confident in, not only in the soundness of the project, but in my ability to execute it from day one and to be able to adjust it along the way so that I would make it work. Even though I knew I had no issues with that, I'm confident in my abilities, I still experienced it that. And that's to tell you that it's okay and you can do the same. And these are normal feelings. But of course, the store opened, we had a great opening. The project's working extremely well. Like, I have yet to, you know, really come across anything where I need to adjust. It's working extremely well. And why wouldn't it? It was planned well. It's executed well. It's not my first rodeo. The intent behind it is right. Okay. We have everything resource-wise to make it work. It's a good project. But I was still experience feelings of self-doubt because I'm a human being, and so are you. So are you. And if you're experiencing that now, I just want to tell you, like, you're not alone and you're not inadequate, and you are 100% capable of being successful. All you got to do is manage these feelings and just be a, you know, one thing that should help you along the way, and is a very powerful thing that'll help you, is to understand that it's not just you. It's this; those are normal feelings, and they may not be easy to deal with in the moment, but understand that this is not because you are incapable of being successful. It's just you're human, and that's okay. And you know, it won't cripple you, hopefully, But if it slows you down, that's okay too. Okay? When you're faced with those things, you know, take a step back and be, you know, nurture yourself and say, you know what? I'm having a moment. It's tough. I may not be able to go as gung-ho as I've been going, but you know what? I'm just going to be okay with doing a little bit today. I'm just putting one foot in front of the other, not focusing on getting a huge amount done. Just do a little bit. Just get one foot in front of the other. And when you get that, then another foot. You don't need to worry about running. Just worry about continuing to move forward, even if it's a little bit, until that, you know, bout of self-doubt and those emotions and those thoughts pass, because they will. You know, forgive yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. Understand that these feelings are normal and that every entrepreneur faces it. And it's just about finding a way to continue getting a little bit better every day, making a little bit more progress every day, even if it's a tiny bit, and just holding the fort until your confidence comes back and the logical part of your mind kicks in to know that, you know what, I've done my due diligence. I put in the work. I know this is a good idea. I've dotted my I's and crossed my T's. I've done everything I had to do, and this, I'm going to be okay. And, these feelings will pass. So I just want you to know that, you know, someone like myself, who's been in this business for 20 years, who's had successful projects prior, I'm not immune to that. I wasn't immune to that. I had overwhelming feeling for 2 days, two full days of complete self-doubt. Okay? Even though logically I knew that I was good. I was extremely good. Everything was planned. Like, so much behind it. Like, it's gonna work. You know, and the only difference between me and you is I've been at it longer. That's the only difference. Not because I'm more talented, not because I'm smarter, not because I'm a better entrepreneur. I've just been at it longer, and I've had enough experiences where I've dealt with those emotions and they've passed and everything's gone on to be fine, that I've been able to separate my logical mind or my logical awareness from my thoughts and my emotions. So that when there are those thoughts and emotions are experiencing some negativity and some doubt, I can be aware enough to reassure myself that this is going to pass and continue to moving forward, you know, continuing to have the ability to move forward because you're able to separate the two. Okay. So if you have a project going, or you own a business, if you've opened a store, and you know you're having, you know, maybe things are not going, or you know, things are not going how things were planned, or maybe you started off doing things a certain way and they were working, and now they're not working as much, and you're starting to experience self-doubt. Understand that that's just part of the process, okay? And figure out a way to separate your logical mind from your emotions. And allow those feelings to pass and roll up your sleeves and get to work and analyze, you know, what can I do now and try different things. And don't be afraid to try things. And if they don't work out, just try something else. Okay. But just keep recording your experiences and ask yourself maybe why didn't this work, or what went wrong here? Like, why didn't this go as planned? That's, you know, that's the fun part about being an entrepreneur, guys. It's a puzzle. It's figuring out the puzzle along the way. And sometimes it can be scary, for sure, if you've got money invested and there's risk, you know. But, you know, it's going to be okay, you know. Just make the adjustments, tweak, and keep at it. You know what I mean? Keep at it. And most importantly, understand that all entrepreneurs, all business owners have these feelings and have these challenges. It's normal. It's not just you. It's not because you're inadequate. It's not because you're doing anything wrong. It's not because you're not capable. It's just because you're human. Okay? So I hope that was helpful. to any of you out there who are experiencing that right now, and or at least at some of you listening to this, maybe everything's fine right now, but there will come a time when you're going to experience that, and hopefully listening to this will remain in your thought process, and maybe down the line, what you heard today will be something that you're going to need, and it'll help you get through a difficult time. So, you know, please understand you're not alone. If you have self-doubt, if you have worry, the important thing is to understand that those feelings will pass, those thoughts will pass, and you just keep moving forward, and you're going to be okay. All right? So I hope this episode was helpful, you know, a little more on the cerebral side than on the execution and the straight business side. But I think that part, it's all part of being an entrepreneur, you know, because the humanity of being an entrepreneur is gonna involve a lot of emotions, a lot of thoughts, which at some times are not going to be the most positive. And you gotta sort of, like, as they say, hydroplane over the crap, get through it until you're feeling better and you can just continue to move forward. So hope that episode was helpful. If you like this content, as always, please like and subscribe and share it with people who you think it might be helpful for. I would greatly appreciate it. Thanks again for listening, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks, guys, for joining me today. As always, if you appreciate the content, please share it with others. Please like and subscribe. And if you have anything you'd like me to talk about or any ideas for a podcast in the future, please hit me up in my DMs on Instagram at The Positive Thrifter. I'd love to hear your suggestions on what we could do in the future. As always, thanks for listening.